Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You know, you would be driving yourself crazy if you're not getting yourself a good night's rest, and Brooklyn can help you with that.
Yeah, I know I mentioned I only slept a few hours last night, and that is not because my bed is uncomfortable. I have the most comfortable bed I've ever had in my entire life. I was just really into watching a TV show, but when your bed's that comfortable, you're going to want to lay in bed and watch TV.
Of course.
Almost over the couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you what I did recently with my extra set of Brooklyn sheets. I put the duvet cover on a comforter that doesn't fit the new king-size bed, and now that's on the couch.
On the couch.
We thought that'd be a weekend thing. That's turned into a comforter on the couch all the time. My pug Wheezy especially loves it. We love our Brooklyn sheets. Mm-hmm. We're able to do this with these, you know, five-star hotel quality luxury sheets because they don't have that price tag. They don't have that markup. It's the coolest part about these sheets. So now you can have them for every room in the house. We love them here at the show. We all have a set or two or four. If you're me, get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID at brooklinen.com. They're so confident in all of their products. You know, they have sheets, comforters, towels, and robes. And they all come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get that 10% off and free shipping is to use the promo code KID at brooklinen.com. That's K-I-D-D at brooklinen.com. These really are the best sheets ever.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's get to it, Kid Nation. You give us a call, tell us those quirky things you do, and follow it up by asking, hey, does that make me crazy? That's the name of the game right there. And our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I want to hear from the text. Steph wrote us and said, I hate to touch my feet, so I shuffle my feet backwards against the carpet to take my socks off. My husband just shakes his head every time. Does that make me crazy?
That's pretty weird.
So you do the moonwalk to take off your...
take off your socks.
I know,
every time.
Man. That's pretty cool.
I've done it, but I can't say I do it every time.
Doesn't that make you shock people, too? Create that current in your body?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the humidity or something.
It makes you electrifying is what it makes you. Yeah, it makes you a little crazy. Okay, to go ahead and touch some socks. It's all good.
I take a little dip in the pool in the morning after I work out. Does that make me crazy?
Your whole morning routine is psychotic.
Weird,
you wake up, you work out,
it's
you swim, you go to Walmart, you're crazy.
You're doing everything backwards.
Yeah, right? Like, living life in reverse. Yeah.
You should be going for a swim at 3 p.m., Al.
When the sun's out, what happens if you hit your head, Al? And you've already said you're not a strong swimmer, that you cannot drown, but it's dark.
It's a 4 foot.
No one's going to be out there.
That's fine.
You say 4 feet, people drown in that, in what, a foot of water all the time?
Oh, yeah, in the bathtub, it happens.
If this is the way that I have to go, I'm going to go a happy man.
Okay.
After a workout and a dip
in your apartment pool?
Sure.
That's not the way I want to go.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want people to find me like that, man. No, thank you. All right. Raul wrote us and said, when I'm about to drive under a bridge in my convertible, I like to slow down just in case someone falls or jumps so that I have enough time to catch them in my car and be a hero.
Well, that's the way it works. That's the way it works.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
You definitely would end up on the news.
Yeah, you would.
And that would be a pretty... I mean, it happened in the movies. I see it.
Yeah, heck of a cleanup on aisle three, though.
Just a convertible that slams on their brakes right before every time. Yeah, a little crazy, man.
Yeah.
But I like where you're going with it.
What do you think?
Hi, Randa.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Doing awesome. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What you got going on?
Okay, so I like to chew gum, but I have to alternate. So, like, I'll chew a piece and I spit it out. So the next time I chew a piece, I have to swallow it. And I feel like I have to alternate it to be fair.
So you alternate between spitting out your gum and actually swallowing it.
Yes, because I feel like it's fair.
Your organs are like, that's crazy.
Didn't it stick to
our
you?
Parents always
is that an old wives' tale?
Yeah. That it stays in there for 7 years or something?
Is there any danger of swallowing gum?
I would think your acid would break it down in your stomach.
Are you being rebellious against what your mama taught you?
Yeah.
Don't swallow your gum. I'll show you, Mom.
Hit us on the text and let us know if that's actually true. I don't know. I've always heard it.
I think I've read that it's not true.
I think Jenna's Googling it.
Yeah. I am. Well, this is one of the biggest tales, right, that we're taught when we're young. It says your stomach can't break it down the way it breaks down other food.
Oh, okay.
But it can still move along, and it should be coming out when you go number two.
So it's not.
So it
really
still
horrible.
Passes regular. So, Randa, based on that information right there,
mm-hmm.
you're all good.
But is she concerned about the gum's feelings?
Yeah, that part is kind of crazy.
That would make her
crazy. That's what makes you crazy right there. I only do it when I'm at a restaurant. They don't have paper napkins.
I went to a restaurant one time and the guy held his hand out for me to put my gum in his hand.
Yeah,
I've seen that before. Like,
that's awesome. Adults. Full service.
Was that a fancy restaurant?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that won't be happening at my restaurant. They'll just stick it on the table like everybody else.
Try to do that at Taco Bell. They'll look at you like, nah, bro. Right. What you doing, man? What's up, Megan?
Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
Great. So this is, I guess this is for you and your boyfriend.
Yes, it is. He likes to smell my armpit. So does that make him crazy?
Well, do you let him?
Does that make me crazy? Because I try not to, but like, I love him. I guess I let him do it anyway.
It's a pheromone thing.
He likes your smell.
I knew a girl that same thing happened. Her boyfriend loves smelling her armpits.
What kind of? But how's this go? Does he take like a deep whiff of your armpits and then?
Exhale? Oh yeah, it's very deep. It's a deep inhale.
And then he just lets out it like a nice.
But you allow him to do it whether you smell or you're clean.
He like surprises me. He like does it when I'm not really paying attention. And so, like, I will be watching a movie or something. He'll just, like, take a deep waft.
He doesn't do it after you've done yard work or anything, does he? Like,
I don't do yard work.
Please.
Ow.
She's like, activity?
Right here, bro.
I guess so.
I would say you guys are crazy couple, but meant for each other.
Probably not alone in that.
I think a lot.
I don't like pit sniffing.
I don't either.
Back or forth, but I think couples do that, right?
I guess, Megan's doing it with her boyfriend. Maybe we should all try it.
No, I don't
like bad smells.
I don't either. I don't want to smell that. Speaking of weird couples, got this one on the text here from Tori. Hey guys, before I can go to sleep, I have my boyfriend blow air into my nostrils while I hold my mouth open. It relaxes me. I'm afraid to death to tell my friends I do this. I wanted to check in with you guys first.
Yep.
That makes me crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
So the boyfriend goes ahead and cups the nose, and you have the mouth open, and he just blows air through it.
Yep.
And it comes out your mouth.
Does it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's all connected.
People.
Justin, can you try this with Al real quick?
No. Yeah. Let's see how this looks.
Yeah.
We did that like as kids or something. You do it because it's like a weird sensation when somebody breathes in your nose and it comes out your mouth.
I've never done it.
It's a weird sensation, but.
You've done it.
Yeah. But I mean, like as a kid, you try things. It's like, I don't know. But it is a weird sensation.
I'm curious. I am curious now. And the fact that she says it's relaxing and helps her fall asleep. Justin didn't run in here like normal.
No, there's not going to be anything.
You're not down with that?
No.
Well, I mean, when they do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, they plug your nose because they don't want the air coming out through the nostrils. They want it to go down into your lungs.
Right.
So if you puff in their nose, it'll come out your mouth, right?
Of course.
It's a weird feeling.
It's weird. It's just the sensation that I think I would sneeze or something. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe Kinsey will let me try that tonight. Because it is.
Or get Justin to try it on you.
No.
Why are you always making Justin try things on Al?
Because I'm going to come into a relationship.
You could have Justin.
Al's the single one.
I'm committedly single.
Al and Justin formed a bond in Florida on our family vacation that I don't want to break.
Thank you, Kelly, for having my back there. I was on the right. If you would put your back fat back on the left side.
Back fat.
I like to have my friends try things before I do.
I'm good. I'm good. Honey, I'm good on that.
Okay. I'll try with my wife tonight.
All right.
What's up, Hazel?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
How old are you, Hazel?
I'm 10 years old.
All right, you're 10 years old, and you're ready to be deemed crazy or not on the Kid Craddock Morning Show?
All right.
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you do, Hazel?
Well, before I pick up a dandelion and smell it, I, like, take a petal and eat it.
Huh. You eat dandelions?
Just one petal.
Those are weeds.
I blow dandelions because you make wishes. Right. You eat them.
Well, Hazel's eating them. What's it taste like?
It doesn't really taste like anything.
Okay.
It's just little.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use flowers. People eat flowers. It's like at some little fancy restaurant. So I'm going to say not crazy.
Not crazy, you're right. It's fine, you're fine. They say it tastes like arugula, a bitter green, and every part's edible.
Oh, every
well, because you have dandelion root and dandelion tea.
Yep.
Medicinal, but it is a weed.
You just like it.
Well, Hazel, turns out you're very healthy and not crazy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When do you start school?
15th.
The 15th. All right. Well, you have a
great year at school.
Have a great school year, Hazel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you got to take one big deep breath, blow, and if you get them all off in one blow, your wish comes true.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've accidentally gotten it in my mouth, like inhaling, but I spit it out. I've never actually taken it in. Hi, Regina.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? All right, let's find out if you're crazy or not, Regina.
All right, I don't know if it's crazy or petty. A couple of years ago, I had to do something at work, so I took a wrong path, or I didn't really have to walk extra or anything, so I was angry, and my coworker said, what's wrong? I said, I didn't have to do what I did. I didn't have to walk extra or take that path. Well, they go, there's nothing you could do about it. You can't take back time or walks. So I thought about it, and I said, now I'm going to get even. I apparently meant with myself. I went to the vending machine, got a cheese Danish, and need a 4,000 calorie cheese Danish. I'm even.
There's 4,000 calories in a cheese Danish?
I think so.
Wow.
She's guesstimating, Jenna.
Huh?
You're just guesstimating on the 4,000 calories. But like, I get you. I'm right there with you.
So just
I know it was either 400 or 4,000, but
yeah, I would think it's 400.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's smart. You earned your steps, the extra steps, and you used them and cashed them in.
I wasn't looking forward. No, I had no reason to do it. Don't you understand? It was, I didn't have to.
You didn't have to, but you cashed them in for that cheese Danish.
Well, I felt better after that. I get it.
Yeah, she undid the necessary.
She undid it.
Yeah, which makes it. I think you're brilliant.
Makes you smart crazy.
Oh, Regina, you've been crazier before.
Yeah.
I just got back from the YO, so I'll get something. I'll recall something.
We love you, Regina. Thanks for calling in.
I love her.
Bye, guys.
When she calls in, every time I'm so focused on her accent, I lose track of what she's talking about. So I'm just like, this is fascinating.
Today's theme on Does That Make Me Crazy is couples, apparently. Lola!
Yeah? Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning. Lola. You're going to up the couples crazy here?
Oh, I'm going to up it. First of all, let me say that my boyfriend James has the prettiest, sexiest feet you've ever seen on a man. The softest, like, beautiful nails, and I just love to smell the hell out of them.
Oh, boy.
If he's been working all day, come home. Even though he works in the office, I'm like, bring me those feet, baby. I just, like, whiff it.
Whoa,
and I think it is a friend-home thing.
It
yes,
is.
Kelly, I agree with you.
Wow.
I love the way he smells.
Yeah, I had a guy that I dated. It was completely pheromones. He would breathe. I just wanted him to breathe on
me. Inhale his
because
breath.
Because the pheromones are so strong, I would just get right in his face and just breathe. I don't understand.
Now, Lola.
I'm telling you, it is awesome. He doesn't wear cologne. He doesn't need to because it's his own body scent that just drives me wild.
And you might be the only, and you know, if I smelled his feet, I might be like, ew.
Yeah.
But for you, it's chemistry.
Here's the test, Lola.
Yes.
Have you always been into feet, or is it just your man that you have now? This is the first feet you've ever been into.
My kids thing when they were babies, you know, that was one thing. But this is the first one that it's like, I just cannot get enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, it's crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy in love.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Huh.
Damn.
Different.
I need to get some better pheromones out. I'm not getting sniffed as much as I should be.
Better smelling feet.
Yeah. What's up, Raymond?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing awesome, buddy. What's your crazy?
Well, you know, I am super jealous of Kelly's accent.
Oh, really?
I mean, her ability to transition from South Carolina to Middle East, like, boom, like that. I am so jealous. And I'm just wondering, I gotta know, does that make me crazy?
It makes you a Kelly Raspberry lover, dude. Yeah, that's all it makes you.
I'm green with envy right now.
I appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day, Raymond. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, you too, guys. Have a good one.
A master impressionist.
Yes.
It's a new skill.
The Lindsay Lohan accent.
Just developed.
Kelly's got it cornered right there. She's got it all down right there. Hey, Kid Nation, thanks for your crazy text messages, your calls. We'll do it again next week. Don't worry. We'll diagnose you then. Everybody wants to be in Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And we'll get some new ones next week.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Part-time Justin, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, great, awesome.
Nice.
Life is great.
Look at you wearing a rash guard.
Yeah, from Baker's Cave of Thor. You know what I'm saying? Well, because it matches my underwear.
Oh, yeah.
It's bright blue.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, that's nice.
And you won't get a sunburn. That's
You're not going to get a sunburn.
No. Also, these shirts are very breathable and light. I thought they
can work out in them, right?
I worked out in this shirt, but I bet it would be a good shirt to work out in.
Oh, yeah. I brought Justin in because he blogged about you and Anna were hanging out the other day.
Me and Anna are like drinking buddies. This girl is like my right hand.
What are you going to do when her boyfriend gets here? Because he's about to move out here and...
yeah, you're going to take your drinking buddy.
I'm very, very worried about that. Because,
why?
Because then we have
you
to...
You get third wheel?
Yeah, I don't want to be a... I don't want a tricycle. Like,
why?
I don't want to...
I third wheel you all the time.
That's true. Anna is third wheeling all the time with you.
I've been third wheeling for like the last 2 years.
Yeah. What do you, with who?
I mean, just in general.
Everybody.
With your various conquests.
Okay.
No, I mean just in general.
You're never a third wheel in my mind.
No, I mean, we hang out in groups. We hang out with like all the time. It'll be great.
Being a third wheel is not bad.
No, I made a living at it.
Yeah. It's not
I did it for a long time. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm always a third wheel.
Well, I'm very excited for you, and I'm very happy that he's going to be here,
because
I know how much you love him and how much he loves you, so that's going to be great. But no, me and Anna have been drinking buddies and having fun, and it was really cool to know that someone is in the same budget price as me when it comes to drinking at fancy places like Alan's birthday party.
So y'all got one drink, and it kind of took the whole budget?
Did you sneak your own stuff in?
Yes, we bought an expensive glass of, like, a house... Cabernet. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was so mad I wrote a slam poetry piece about it.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Are you going to do that now?
Should I? I got ready for this?
Well, I don't know where this segment is headed, so I don't know if you're coming in here to slam.
Number one thing you got to learn when you go to, if it's like a steakhouse or something, the wine's probably going to be expensive, right?
Right.
Yeah, the house
wine's usually always around, like, $10?
It's going to be at least 10, 20. 15 bucks. Yeah, it's going to have a one in front of it.
How much was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, ready?
Yeah. Oh, you're going
to
do
slam. Slam. Are we supposed to,
We're
going to snap.
Yeah, I wanted a glass of wine, something nice and fine while we dine, in celebration of Alan, who was dressed to the nine on his birthday. I ordered a glass because I pulled out a 20 in cash, and just one glass because I'm not trying to be trash. What would you like to drink, sir? Said the waiter. A glass of the house cab, sir, and maybe a glass of water for later. A couple of minutes later, here comes the waiter with a half-empty glass, far from the brim. I guess I'm going to have to date her. Take my time with her. She tastes nice. Better save her. Full to the body and nodes of black currant and flavor. Next thing you know, here comes her price on a thin white paper. I should have said no to date her, because a glass of the house cab was $21.21.
Wait.
Ooh. This makes no sense. I haven't had a pricey drink since OMG, I'm so frustrated I can't even think. And in 10 minutes, gone was her presence. I did the math. That was $2 a minute. Minutes I could have spent on presents for Alan, but instead I gave him my presence.
$21.
I bet she was good. I bet she was delicious.
Kelly, what are you doing?
When you ask for a house cab,
give him $20.
What are you doing?
Kelly, I also got a glass of orange juice. And it's like, wait, I also bought one.
All the way up there for Alan's birthday. I'll buy you a glass of
wine. Last year, I had several drinks with me and Leah. Yeah,
I had two beers at the birthday.
No, Kelly, I'm not
actually.
Here
you go,
Justin.
No, we need to give it to Anna. Give it all. You can have my 20 from Kelly, because I owe Anna a huge thank you for this amazing life accomplishment that happened a week ago.
A life accomplishment
because I got to do something that I thought I would never do. Okay.
What?
Every time I go to the parties all the time, and every time people are like, Justin, be my beer pong partner. And I'm like, okay, but I gotta let you know, we're going to lose. Because every time I play, I lose. And they're like, well, not this time.
That's honest.
And then Anna goes, Justin, you want to be my beer pong partner? I was like, yes, Anna, I would love to. But we're going to lose. And she goes, not this time. And this was the time I didn't lose. Okay? So she's my partner. Yeah. We're playing. Yeah. All right? We go shoot at the very beginning. She makes it in. I miss it.
Of course.
Get the balls. Okay.
That was kind of the rhythm.
Yeah.
She makes it in. Yep. So she was carrying the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
They both shoot. They make it in. Balls back.
Double make. Yeah. You got to get the balls back.
All right. Yeah. So now it's our turn. So now they do it again. One guy makes it in. One guy misses. All right. It's our turn. Anna goes and she shoots it. And then I go and I shoot. So now it's our turn. And so, like, we get balls
back. So you
back.
Both made it.
And yes.
Okay.
We both
made
it.
This is a real-time beer pong
and
story.
Then, and then I get it again. And then, so she throws it again. And then I bounce it into the cup, which is balls back, but an extra cup.
Yeah.
I don't know all these rules,
the
but
bounce.
Apparently it's just more cups.
You made a bounce shot?
Yes, that's I made a good. Bounce shot.
Because you're allowed to whack if you bounce.
You're allowed to whack, so you can block an extra shot. And then Anna shoots again, and then I shoot again. So this is balls back three times in a row. There's like three
crushing.
Cups left.
And
wow,
because,
guys.
Like, everybody at the party was like,
did you rearrange?
You've had balls back more than three times.
Right? Yeah. It felt like we were like in like a sports movie, like in the championship. It was.
Remember the Titans?
It was.
Yes, exactly.
And we're playing against these dudes that are like so frat, bro. They're like, yeah, bro, like we play beer pong, like we sink it, you drink it, man. Like, we got this.
They had rhymes,
that's
good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, they were like so frat, dude.
We sink it, you drink it. I'm gonna steal that one. Hold on, I'm gonna write that down.
All right, write it down. Anyways, final last cups. Okay, they got like one cup left. We got like probably 5 or 6 or 13, 15 million.
You're crushing it.
And Anna goes in and she sinks it in, and then they get a rebuttal shot. They miss the rebuttal. We win beer pong. Right. I had no idea.
Anna!
Nice. I had no idea this girl was the best beer pong player in our office.
Who?
I don't know about that.
Honestly, I never knew there were rules.
I didn't either. I thought you hit the ball in a
yeah, you
a
get crop. One rearrange.
Whoa.
No
then
idea.
You, yeah, that was a bold statement. You should have seen JC in my competition.
Let me
down to one in one cup.
I feel like you guys are rusty, though.
If you,
you look like y'all haven't been to a party in a minute.
That's a challenge.
You got a business, you got a family, and a dog.
And I have serious athletic prowess, Justin. Shall you forget the race that I beat you three times?
I get the race. Justin, I shaved my head for that loss.
Are you? You and Anna challenging me and Jenna to
yeah.
challenge.
I accept. I didn't hear that.
I heard it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, challenge.
Where are you
down?
Oh,
it's on.
You're going down.
Challenge on. For $200. Put your money where your mouth is, Justin.
Like, the winner gets the $200.
Yeah.
We don't provide
you have to pay
the $200.
It. Yeah.
It's just
it's 100 each?
Yeah, it's 100 each buy-in.
Are you so sure that you guys could beat us?
Put your money there.
I'll put it down.
He's just saying this for us, but he failed to mention that in, like, that game, I'm the one that made all
she
the
did,
shots.
But you forgot I made that bounce shot.
Yeah.
Which was an extra cup, which I think, like, really did set us that way.
Look, I'm in.
Hey,
I'm in.
Get his money up front. He can't even pay for a glass of wine.
Alan Kelly, would you guys like to join the tournament?
I didn't know there were rules to beer
pong. I'm going to be honest, Kelly. I've played.
Language to me. I just thought you tried to get the ball in and just go back and forth. I don't know.
Perfect. Kelly and Alan are on a team.
I've never
you ever played?
I might have tried throwing it in once, but I just never... Believe it or not, I didn't go to a lot of frat parties in college, so I don't even know there were rules.
This could turn into a new office tournament here.
Yes,
Justin, let's play with that fancy cab you had the other night.
Right,
that's crazy.
I'll provide the wine.
Oh my gosh, never again, never again. $20 for a glass of house Cabernet,
but it was good.
Oh, it was amazing. Oh, best wine I've had in a while.
All right, so we're definitely gonna have a match between Jenna, myself, Justin and Anna to determine who is the greatest, and then maybe we'll have a full-on office buy-in where somebody wins a bunch of money.
Oh, boy.
I'll bet on who we think's going to win.
You could do that as well,
Kelly.
Here's
the side.
Or $100 per team buy-in, winner take all.
I'm not even training.
I'm not even warming up.
No,
I don't know. We'll see. It might be a good match.
Yeah, let's go.
But JC and I, you need to go back and watch our beer pong challenge. It's really good.
They made a SportsCenter E60 about it.
Well, get ready to be shocked because Anna is amazingly and surprisingly good at beer pong.
We'll find out. If you want to sponsor us with beer.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. Football is about to get here.
Yeah.
And now we got a full-on beer pong game that's about to take place.
Tournament, not just a game. I think it's a tournament, right?
I think it's just going to be we're going to do a tournament between the office, but this game is a challenge between Anna and Justin.
Okay.
They challenge Jenna and me.
So when is this happening?
Hopefully, we're going to get it together. Sooner the better. We're not going to make you wait till February, which is when the Super Bowl is, so you'll definitely get that championship out of the way before the Super Bowl.
We got to get a ping pong table?
Yeah, we would like...
beer pong
table. A beer pong table would be great.
Yeah.
And we're going to need a referee.
We need a lot of red solo cups.
We need solo cups, Kevin. Yeah.
We need the booze.
We need supplies.
The beer.
We do have some people volunteering, like this text that came in from a Kid Nation member. It says, can my wife and I be your table wiper and ball girls? We can come in and frantically between plays and wipe the table with towels just like the floor wipers do on basketball games.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we definitely need that.
No, I like the wetness. It needs to be a true beer pong game.
Need cheerleaders or dancers?
We'll take dancers.
Yeah. Okay, I'll recruit some.
Cheer squads?
Yeah.
For both teams, because there's going to be two teams going on.
Wow, this could take a while.
We're going to need team names, jerseys.
Yeah. Sponsors.
I'll take sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All that good stuff. It's going to be a big event. If you're working over at Pay-Per-View, we're interested.
Yeah, we're going to actually, this is the first time we're going to try charging you to watch our live stream.
maybe on YouTube. Logan Paul did it, right? His was free, though. Jake's was the one you had to pay for. People were mad about.
But really, can we use wine?
I can always use wine, Jenna.
Wine?
Even if it's not for the tournament or for the game, just for us watching.
Doesn't wine hit harder, though?
No, I like the, I'm in a bit of a wine phase exclusively.
So you
in an exclusive relationship with Cabernet.
Fancy wine bottle.
Oh, Bray, I'll supply it.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
That means I got to drink it too, right? Because I'm
sure
it's going to be in our cups.
This is the in your 30s beer pong, Anna.
Okay, cool.
I like nice Cabernet.
All right.
It's time for tidbit news.
Whatever. All right, Kid Nation. This is where we give you the hard hitting news.
Got two for you this time.
Just a tidbit, though. We don't give the full thing. We just want to.
This one's so juicy. You're going to want more.
Oh, really? Well, let's save yours because I got a couple headlines real quick before we get into Al's juicy one.
All right.
Woman in Australia shared a note she found on her car from a stranger asking if she'd be willing to sell her underwear. That is happening in the world, people.
What?
Yeah, tidbit. I don't have the rest for you.
Yeah.
Google it.
Someone in Germany recently called the cops over suspicious noises at the playground.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it was just two hedgehogs mating.
Oh,
I don't know, but now I'm interested.
Googling.
There's a YouTube video of it.
Because it scared someone enough to call the police, so definitely going to YouTube hedgehogs getting it on.
I know cats mating. I want to call 911. That's a horrific sound.
Yeah, cats. But
really?
Hedgehogs.
Ooh. Remember, that's a clip we play all the time. Googling cat spikes in private.
Yeah.
They have spikes.
Yeah, it hurts. And a hero in Florida.
Yeah.
A guy in Florida saw his dog getting attacked by a huge gator last week. So my man's jumped in, pried the jaws open.
Wow.
He and the dog only wound up with minor injuries. And the trapper was able to capture the gator.
Wow.
Saved his dog's life. Pried the jaws open.
That's pretty impressive.
Probably popped the one in the nose, too, and said, no, bad gator. What is that?
This is hedgehogs mating.
Oh.
They scream.
Oh, it sounds like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pleasant.
You wouldn't call the police over that.
No. Well, I would say
in danger or stress.
Is there a little kid stuck at the playground or something?
That's true.
Yeah.
You ready for another one?
Cute little sounds. Yeah, I'm ready, Big Al.
Passengers speak out after Greyhound driver ditched bus at pit stop during Dallas Phoenix trip. Okay.
He just left?
He quit?
Okay. When some Valley residents boarded a Greyhound bus in Dallas headed to Phoenix, they had no idea what was about to happen. 3 hours into the trip, the driver pulled over and left. He left.
Yeah, I quit.
Like, I hate y'all.
After a few hours, passengers began calling Greyhound to figure out what was going on. One passenger said, we've been stuck here and been stuck here for 9 hours.
Oh. A few hours? Wouldn't you make that phone call immediately after seeing him abandoned?
Well, they didn't know. Maybe he's going to the bathroom or something. Yeah. He said he's going to Walmart, but he never came back.
Man. Shout out Abilene, because that's where it took place.
Yep. That's not even the most interesting story involving a bus.
Oh, there's a better bus story?
Oh, so we never got any resolution on that.
The Greyhound sent somebody 9 hours later. Here's the second headline involving a bus today for Tidbit News. State police arrest driver after woman locked in bus luggage compartment.
What?
State police arrested a female driver after they say a passenger was locked purposely in the luggage compartment. She went in there saying that she needed to get something out of her bag. I guess the driver said, no, you need to get on the bus. She said, no, I need to get something out of my bag. So the ones I'll show you, I'll lock you in there. Locked her in, took off, headed to Boston.
Oh.
And the woman fortunately had her cell phone with her, but she didn't know where she was.
I'm in a bus, but I have no idea where I am.
She said, yeah,
come find me.
Bus company called Peter Pan. And that she just called the police and said, I'm in a Peter Pan bus and headed to Boston. That sounds like a beginning of a joke. But it wasn't a joke. And they finally figured out where the bus was and arrested the driver. And she is now on paid investigative leave, I think.
Wow.
I mean,
she was charged with breach of peace, reckless endangerment.
Let's be honest, though, like
restraint.
On an airplane, because most of us have been in that situation where there's people you'd like to lock in the overhead.
Oh, 100%, oh, sure. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
But you don't do it.
You don't do it. Did you see the picture that was going around of the person that was sleeping on the airplane floor?
No.
No.
So it was a couple, and I guess they had a row to themselves, so one seat was not taken.
Yeah.
So the gentleman was sleeping on the seats, you know, laying down.
Yeah.
And he had his lady laying on the floor of the airplane.
But not in the aisle. It was like in the...
It was where your feet floor. Go, where yeah. you're sitting, but still.
It's gross.
That is gross.
People are...
I don't know, that's allowed.
People are gross.
That is gross.
There's way grosser stuff that happens on planes.
At least give your girl the seat. You know, and you go down to the
maybe
floor.
Maybe she was the only one tiny enough to fit in that area, you know?
Yeah.
She was pretty tiny. I wouldn't mind being locked in the bus compartment, though, because at least you're laying down and then you got some bags to cuddle with. You know?
Yeah, those comfy suitcases.
Somebody's probably got a gym bag down there that you could use as a pillow.
Probably.
On buses like that, I worry that there's like holes to the ground.
There might be.
Yeah.
One last one here.
Yeah.
We'll go to Brazil on this one because a prison inmate in Brazil, this is wild, tried to escape on Saturday by dressing as his 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah. I saw the picture.
Did you see the picture?
This is so weird.
In her clothes, a silicone mask that looks incredibly real, and a long black wig. Now, he would have gotten away with it, but the guards caught him because he was acting incredibly nervous. Like, man, this guy's daughter's acting so nervous. Let's talk to her.
Oh.
And then they realized, wait. It's a man, baby.
Yeah.
And the video circulating right now online.
The photo's horrifying.
Watch, go on my... I'll post it on my Twitter. I'll share the link. But him removing the
mask.
The mask is going viral. And then
he left his daughter there.
Yeah,
he
left his daughter.
Literally, it's like what you go home with, what you wake up to.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're making power moves here, Kid Nation.
What's that?
We got a CEO on the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she is the CEO of Not Sorry Productions. She's actually the co-host of Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, which is over 14 million downloads on that bad boy right there.
That's
and also,
dope.
The host and creator of Hot and Bothered, the podcast.
All right.
Vanessa Zoltan is on the show with us right now. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, we're going to be talking about Hot and Bothered because you are helping people become writers with this podcast, aren't you?
Romance writers, the best kind of writers.
Were you always interested in romance novels?
Yes and no. I think that I always loved rom-coms, and I always preferred to read a book with a love story in it, but I think I thought of myself as, like, too smart to be a romance reader and was kind of snobby about it. It was like, oh, those trashy books in Walmart, like, I'm above that. And then I started reading them, and I was like, no one should be above this.
Yeah.
These are amazing.
And what you're doing is great because a lot of us, you know, we're afraid of public speaking. That's one of them. But a lot of us are also afraid to share our thoughts and if we ever write anything because those are they're intimate thoughts that we're
especially
having.
Especially your sexy thoughts.
Yeah, these are sexy thoughts you're getting into, Vanessa.
Here's the thing. If we don't start talking about consent and good sex and women's pleasure more, then we're going to start living in a society in which men are constantly harassing women, and we don't want that to be the next thing that happens
don't.
In the world.
Right on, Vanessa.
Yeah, I'm all about talking sexy. Yeah.
Me too.
Right?
You up?
And this is we're really trying to encourage women to express their desires, and this is one possible antidote to the Me Too movement, right? We don't need to just be talking about all the terrible things that happen, but we can also be trying to dream our way toward a better world and better sex lives.
Well, Vanessa, in a nutshell, what makes you feel good?
What? Oh, you're asking, okay.
Read us a chapter from your sexy novel.
You know, it's so funny. My partner and I have been together a long time, and we were just talking last night about how at the end of our first date, he asked permission to hug me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's it. I'm in love with this man.
Oh, he actually asked for permission.
Not only did he ask for permission to hug, not even to kiss.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it, you know, it's been years, and I asked him why he did that, and he was like, well, you weren't really giving me a lean in and kiss vibe.
And I was like, well, it didn't stop a lot of other men.
Yeah.
Right. And he wasn't like that was a new vibe. But the fact that he read me and then asked for permission for something as innocuous as a hug meant so much to me.
Now, during your episodes, you're going to be there's going to be instructions on how to write your very own romance novel, and everybody's encouraged to write along with you. So there's 20 weeks, right? There's going to be 10 assignments to help along the way. And do you have your man read your chapters as you're going along so that he can see what you're feeling and what you've been thinking about? Is that something you encourage?
That is such a good question. So he has not read my romance novel. My episode doesn't come out until the end.
Yeah.
And that's when we'll publish my romance novel. And I'm sure he will read it. My only rule is that my mom can't read it.
Right.
Your mom knows you're doing this, though, right?
My mom isn't doing it. She can listen to the podcast, but she cannot read my romance novel.
That's got to be so awkward.
I know.
Yeah.
But as the man, like if I'm in that situation and my wife is writing a romance novel, I cannot wait to read this.
Unless everything she's writing about is exactly the opposite of you. You know?
I guess because I could fix whatever I'm doing oppositely. I can't change my looks, but if she's saying, I wish this was being done to me and I hadn't been doing that, then your boy's going to learn.
That is such a beautiful way to think about that. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, where do you draw the line between
fantasy?
Lying to tell somebody you don't want to hurt their feelings, so maybe you're doing everything right, to instructional. How do you draw the line there?
Well, so I don't think romance novels are a place for instruction. I think that they are a place for fantasy, right? So I think it's actually quite easy. We speak to a woman named Emily Nagowski through the course of the podcast, and she's a romance writer and she's also a sex therapist. And she talks about how her husband loves when she's working on a romance novel because she'll turn herself on and then be like, hi, honey. So he's like, great, this is amazing. But I don't think that romance novels are necessarily, I think that if women want to use them as a way to communicate to their partners or whoever, you know, men are writing along with us too, which is obviously great. If people want to use them as a way to communicate instructions to the partners, I think that that's fine. But I think we all know that there are fantasies that we love thinking about that we wouldn't actually want to act out in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we're talking a lot about women and female empowerment, but are guys, are we welcome to listen to the podcast and take part in this writing process as well?
Absolutely. Our first writer is a man, and he does a great job. And I think that, you know, we're talking in broad gender brushstrokes here, right? Like, if men have football, women have romance novels.
Yeah.
We know that a lot of women love football, and a lot of men love romance. But I do think that it is interesting that things that we think of as male, we don't judge as being time wasters. The things that are judged as female, we do. And women feel overall as though a lot of their hobbies have to be productive hobbies. They have to be hobbies that benefit other people. So it has to be like baking or sewing or something that makes a lot of other people happy. Whereas in our culture, more male-dominated hobbies are seen as fine, even if they're not productive, like being in a, you know, touch football league. And so what we're trying to do is encourage women to carve out time for themselves, saying, you can just write a trashy romance novel to turn yourself on. And, like, that is a good use of your time.
Yeah.
Excellent use of time.
Man, I'm thinking I'm gonna, you know,
tell Kenzie to start writing.
I'm not gonna tell her, but I'm just gonna leave the website open so she can check out, you know, hotandbothered rompod.com and be like, oh, what's this little thing that I left open over here? You can take a listen if you would like.
But there would be nothing better to me than if we had a lot of men writing along with us. It would mean so much to me.
And level of writing is no issue, right? Whether you feel like your writing skills are not up to par to where you're probably at, anybody can write a romance novel, right?
Like, literally anybody can write a romance novel, which is one of the, I mean, people self-publish romance novels and put them on Amazon for 99 cents, and they become wildly successful. Like, there is no barrier to entry on this. This is a truly democratic thing.
Yeah, and like, look at that.
The worse the writing, the better.
Yeah, because look at that movie, 50 Shades of Grey.
They made fun of her writing skills.
The writing was horrible, but look what happened.
Yeah. Her descriptions were on point, though.
That thing about the washcloth was ridiculous, and you know it.
And you know what? This is great. We get a lot of love letters. So, Vanessa, we do a segment called Love Letters to Kelly here with our girl Kelly Rather. And a lot of people write us and they say, hey, I feel like I lost that fuel and that fire in the bedroom. this is one of those things that we maybe could send people your way, and they could start writing the romance novels, and that could help ignite that mm-hmm. the bedroom fire again.
Oh, absolutely. Write a sex scene and hand it to your partner and be like, this is what's happening between Sarah and Michael. I'm not saying it's about us, but here you go.
I think we should all write a romance, at least a chapter.
A chapter.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Maybe we could have Vanessa back on and she could judge it.
I will not judge it, but I will happily listen and encourage and coach.
Well, we would appreciate constructive criticism.
Yeah. Mine would be like 3 sentences.
Yeah, mine too.
Burst into the bedroom naked.
Okay, right. So quick, like everything else.
And then they got it on and he was good.
And then he fell asleep.
This is why the men need help.
Yeah, we need help.
A sandwich in his hand.
Yeah. So if you want to get better writing material, Vanessa's podcast will definitely help you. It's called Hot and Bothered Podcast. What's that website again, Vanessa?
It's hotandbotheredrompod.com.
She'll give you the tools you need to help you write your first novel, and I'm looking forward to reading yours as well.
Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to read yours.
Yeah. I'm excited, Vanessa. Yeah. You got me all hot and bothered now.
Describe the sandwich that you fall asleep with in your hand in great detail, please.
Oh,
I
want
to know all about the sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bread was slightly moldy.
Ew.
Gross.
No.
Because I tend to leave it out.
Fantasy.
Sorry. It was Bimbo.
It was Bimbo bread.
Bimbo bread.
Bimbo.
And I had some guacamole
fresh Bimbo bread.
Yeah. I'm excited. Well,
all right.
Thank you for joining us this morning and letting us know about your podcast. And we're definitely going to send as many people as we can your way.
Thank you so much for having me on. You all have a good one. And send me your chapters.
Will do. Okay, bye, Vanessa.
Bye. Thank you.
That's actually a very interesting.
Yeah.
Follow along
and do the homework that she gives you. Again, that website is hotandbotheredrompod.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.